In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to Alive. This is Claire, and thank you for joining me today. O my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I trust Thee. And I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not trust Thee. Of course, that gorgeous little prayer, it's like my daily mantra, is the prayer that the angel taught the three young children of Fatima in 1916, a year before the famous apparitions of Our Lady. So it's an absolutely beautiful prayer, and it's something that we should pray, because one of the messages of Fatima that Our Lady told the children and Lucia told Father Fuentes in 1957, that we are not just responsible for our own souls, that we are responsible for the souls of everyone around us, and that we will either be saved together or damned together. Now, that's a pretty serious concept, and that's why the message of Fatima is like the message of Lourdes and the message of La Salette. Penance, penance, make reparation for sins, and not just your own, but for other people's sins as well. And Our Lady at Fatima said that people were pouring into hell because they had no one to pray for them. Now, I remember the late, and I consider great, Monsignor Paul Cronin. He was the parish priest at Devonport, and I was very, very fortunate to be in his parish for a number of years. And in a sermon he said, you must never stop praying for somebody, because you may be the only person on the planet who is praying for that person. And without your prayers, they may never get to heaven. And that really, really struck a chord with me. And there are certain people who I have never stopped praying for over a long period of time. Some I've lost track of, but I still pray for them, and I hope that God is listening to those prayers. Now, this program, since Gary founded it all those years ago, we did it together for nearly 12 years. Gary did it for 13 years before that. It has been 18 months since Gary died, and in that time, this program is a Marian program. It's dedicated to Our Lady. It is pro-life. It is dedicated to stopping abortion. And it is also divine mercy. And that is to promote the mercy of God. So one of the things that we have coming up very, very soon, which I'm heavily involved in, and there is a pro-life rosary crusade in New Zealand, and it has the same intention that Ireland has. So it is for life and faith. So for life means preserving the dignity of human life from conception to natural death, and also for faith, for the re-evangelization of this country, and also to pray for the church around the world in general. So intentions, very, very specific intentions of this rosary crusade. Now, a group of people started, of which I was one, started planning for this at the beginning of the year, because they realised that with a pro-abortion prime minister, that, and she was quite open about that, that we could soon have, you know, a much softer abortion laws, as if we don't have them already. So, of course, the abortion law reform has been looking at those laws, and also there is a huge push to legalise euthanasia. And this would be a travesty if this happened, as we have seen by example all around the world. And, for example, in the Netherlands, the Minister of Health, who actually designed the legislation in 2001, it came in 2002. And by 2009, she already said we made a mistake and we should have looked at palliative care. So that's in 7 years, and that was the beginning. And if you can just think, 2002, 16 years ago, and country after country are falling like dominoes into this culture of death. And it's no exaggeration to say that New Zealand is on the brink, on a precipice, and we are ready to fall down. And there is no return, because you can say, okay, well, if the law comes in, we'll fight to try and turn it around. That doesn't happen. You have to fight it now before it actually becomes law. And so this group of people decided it was time for a rosary crusade. And they were inspired by the 1 million Polish people who gathered around the border of Poland last year on the Feast of the Holy Rosary, October the 7th. And that was just absolutely inspiring. You can see it on online. It is really, really quite spectacular. And that started off rosary crusades around the world. You had Ireland, you had the UK, you had Australia, and you had recently the US 2 weeks ago again on the anniversary of Poland, the Feast of the Holy Rosary. And also the Holy League had organised that, and their patron is Cardinal Burke, who just actually happened to be in New Zealand at a conference that very same day, which was quite a coincidence. So a lot of the world united on that day to pray for the church. So why another crusade? Because this is a very specific prayer intention for New Zealand. We desperately need to pull back this evil, this culture of death, and that won't happen unless our nation reclaims its Christian roots. Now, we were very, very fortunate. We've got a genius of a web designer called Dan Lim from Christchurch. And if you look at the website, it is stunningly beautiful. So take this down, www.rosarycrusade.co.nz. I'll say that again, www.rosarycrusade.co.nz. It is absolutely beautiful. So once you look at our beautiful website, what do you do? Okay, well, you sign up to be a leader, and you gather a group of people around you, and then you choose a destination, because everyone is going to pray on December the 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, at 3 p.m. So all around the nation, there will be people gathering in groups to pray for the country. Now, we have one fearless woman who said she is going to pray at Cape Reinga. And so she is asking people to join her at the tip of the country to pray for our nation. And so we're going to try and get a photo of that, because it's going to be pretty magnificent to see that photograph. And we're hoping to get down to the bottom of the New Zealand, Stewart Island, the Bluff. Let's hope we can get groups all over the country. So we've only got about half a dozen on the website at the moment. We've got another dozen in the planning. People are still trying to work out where their group is going to meet. We've got one group planning to meet on Mission Bay Beach, which will be fantastic, Cornwall Park, all over the place. So if you really want to pray for this nation, please put your hand up to be a leader. Register online with our Rosary Crusade, and for more information, as I said, you can go to our website, or you can phone 022 1912 886. That's 022 1912 886, but that's after 6 p.m. actually, it's my phone. And I have enough phone calls. So if you're ringing about the Rosary Crusade, can you please not ring till after 6 p.m.? That would be absolutely fantastic. Now, it's not just the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, but it also coincides with New Zealand's March for Life. And how appropriate is that? So the pro-life people, leaders from all over New Zealand are gathering in Wellington, and there's going to be a march starting at 2 o'clock and ending in Parliament Grounds. So as part of our website, we are promoting the March for Life and encouraging everyone to go to that. Obviously not everyone can, and those who can't, to then become leaders in their own local areas. So it's not just a rosary coast to coast, like all around the coast. It's actually a rosary all over New Zealand. So go to Wellington by all means, but, you know, join and form a group as well. So at Parliament, it'll be after 3 o'clock by the time the march ends. So at Parliament, the Rosary Crusade will be said at 4 o'clock. So it'll be the final Rosary Crusade of the day. So what is the Crusade? It's an event, and it's a little prayer format. It'll start with a hymn, an opening prayer, the rosary, a closing prayer, and a hymn, of course, which will include the national anthem. So that will be, that format will be up on the website soon, and we're just getting a priest to do the prayers for us at the moment. So please, please sign up for this very, very worthy event. Your country needs you. Now, I was talking to Bishop Pat last week, and we were just discussing faith in different countries, and he said to me that the biggest faith group in the US is Catholics, and there's an extraordinarily large number of Catholics in the US. And he said, but do you know what the second largest group is? Well, I didn't know. And he said, ex-Catholics. So can you imagine if you were able to re-evangelize that group, those ex-Catholics, some people call resting Catholics, because once a Catholic, always a Catholic. Just imagine if they were able to find their way back into the church, what a force for good that would be in a society and a civilization that is on the brink. Now, Pope Benedict in 2010 said, the sun is setting on Western civilization. So why would he see that? And what did he see over the horizon? He, in his book, which was called The Last Testament, and it's an interview-length book of Pope Benedict by an author whose name escapes me at the moment, but towards the end of the book he was asked, so are you the last pope? And he said, no, I'm not the last pope, but I am the pope at a bridge between a Christian Europe and a de-Christianized Europe. So what Pope Benedict was seeing, the total de-Christianization of a continent which in 1400 was totally Catholic. Now, how has that happened? Was it by accident? Was it by design? Well, really, that's a debate long gone. But what we do need to do, we need to push back and save souls for Christ. And Our Lady gave us a weapon. She gave it to us over 1,000 years ago. And the weapon is her Holy Rosary. And she said to the children at Fatima that she had made it even more efficacious, more stronger, especially for the times in which we live in. So there is nothing that the rosary cannot solve, and we just must hold on to that truth. But we need a lot of people praying. So Padre Pio was asked, when will communism be defeated? And he said, when there is a Blue Army member for every Communist Party member. And what he was saying, we need to raise up and meet this challenge head on and be counted, because it is a battle, and it's a battle for souls. And if we don't enter this battle, it could be our own family, our extended family and friends, whose souls may be lost, because they are our responsibility. That sounds like a bit of a burden, but no, it isn't. It's just something that we can do. So Our Lady told the children, make sacrifices, and the children weren't sure, how do you make sacrifices? Make everything you do a sacrifice. So the children would give up lunches, they'd give them to the poor children, they would wear ropes around their waist until Our Lady told them to stop wearing it to bed because it was too harsh. But they wouldn't drink in the day when they were very, very hot. Just every possible thing that children could do, they chose to do it. So, okay, if you're a coffee lover, okay, fast for coffee for a day, a week, a month. If you've got a sweet tooth, go without sugar for a week. If you're like me, a bit of a lollyholic, okay, give up lollies for a year. It's hard, but I've done it several times over the last 10 or so years. It's doable, but it's a real challenge. Once, this is a bit crazy, I even fasted for 40 days on bread and water. And what was my motivation? Purely because I thought our Lord, who, you know, my Lord, King and Saviour, did it, so I'm going to do it. So for 40 days, I just had bread and water. And anyone who knows me knows I don't like bread. I like the butter and jam, but I don't like bread. So it was torturous, but that wasn't my motivation to do anything. But I had so many miracles after that. It was just, I was overwhelmed. So it was quite funny. So fasting on a Friday, that's something that we can do and offer it up. And of course, you never hear that term to, if you are suffering in any way, to offer it up for the holy souls. And it's something that we have lost, which is a beautiful thing in our church because it brings and makes meaning to suffering. And at the Splendor of Truth conference 2 weeks ago, we had Dr. Colin Hart, and he talked about the meaning of suffering. Absolutely brilliant talk. I would highly recommend it. In fact, all of the talks are available if you want to contact Peter and Olga Cornwall at Park Avenue, Birkenhead. So I really should have their phone number in front of me, but Pete and Olga Cornwall, Miriam Tate Ministries, that's what they do. So we use them on this program all of the time, and we started last week, but I just felt I really needed to highlight the Rosary Crusade. Anyone who's out there, please go to the website www.rosarycrusade.co.nz. New Zealand needs you. Our Lord needs you. And also, you don't have to just be a Catholic. This is for everyone. No one can have too many prayers. And Our Lady is the role model, the archetype of woman and womanhood. So if you're a woman out there and you want to know the true meaning of authentic femininity, you start praying the Rosary and it will just draw you closer to Our Lady. Now, it is 3 o'clock. We've actually just gone past it. So it's Divine Mercy time. And we just do a little bit of a part of the Divine Mercy prayer. It's a wonderful prayer if you're looking for a prayer to pray over somebody, particularly if they're dying. It's a very, very powerful prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Now, if you're pregnant and worried, there is a fantastic organization in Auckland, Family Life International, who you can ring or go online and email them, and they will help you with all of your baby needs, your prenatal needs, whether it's counseling, if you're not sure what's the next step. They've got a great team of people, not that many people, but they're truly dedicated and compassionate, and they will care for you and all of your needs and your baby's needs. Now, we've just had a lovely young baby been born recently, and Family Life International kitted out the baby with a bassinet, a capsule, with clothes, blankets, you know, everything that the baby could possibly need for the mother. So it was certainly a case of works in action and the mercy of God working through this fantastic team, Family Life International. So make sure that if you know anyone who's pregnant and unsure what to do next, make sure that you give Family Life International a call, because there'll be somebody just waiting to help them. One last plug for that rosary. If you're listening out there, and as I said, Catholic or non-Catholic, but you are not happy with the way that this nation is heading, please put your hand up and gather a group of friends together. Choose a location. It could be in the town square. It could be by a lakeside. Just wherever you feel is a very peaceful place to pray. We've got one group who are going to be opposite AMAC, the abortion centre in Dominion Road, and that's where people meet every week anyway. So there's going to be a group at 3 o'clock on the 8th of December praying there. So that's in Eden Quarter. So if that's somewhere where you live close to, or as I said, if you're up north in Kaitaia and you want to go to Cape Reinga, there will be a name on the website. In fact, her name is Julia Penny, and she's put her number there, and you can get in touch with her. So www.rosarycrusade.co.nz. So please just get online and enjoy that fantastic event.
Long, with a many winding tongue that leads us to who knows where.